We're visiting with Kim Leisure at the Kentucky 4-H Cloverville. And Kim, this has been such a wonderful tradition over the many years here in Cloverville, and it's good to see you always in the state. We've been seeing you all week long, but to visit Cloverville is always a special time, isn't it?
Thanks for coming and visit us over here, Alan. We appreciate you coming and seeing us. We have about 6,000 entries here in Cloverville this year, which is really exciting, being that this is kind of our first year of 4-H after COVID. So we're really excited to be here today and all this time during the fair and just bring that traditional 4-H back to the state.
You know, it's so much about all the exhibits. Your 4-H'ers all across the state bring them here and work hard to get to this point. And to come to the Kentucky State Fair and put something, it's a pretty neat honor for folks.
It is really neat. I mean, you have parents and their kids and grandparents and aunts and uncles wanting to know what their friends and family members have done on their project work, and to see those blue ribbons and the stickers and everything, they're just so excited. We even have club leaders that come to see how their 4-H members did in their clubs, sewing club leaders, food club leaders. So that's really neat too. And all the stories we get to hear about how many are, I used to be a club leader, I was in 4-H when I was a kid, and those stories are very reminiscent to our hearts, so we're really excited about those.
I think that's wonderful, because that's what 4-H is all about. You know, you watch many of these kids grow up, Kim, and I've worked with you in the leadership program and things you guys do, and it's fun to watch these kids grow up in 4-H.
It is. I mean, you've grown up in 4-H. I've grown up in 4-H, and it's our story, and we're giving that opportunity to a whole new generation. And it is great to be able to see that going back. And even today here in Cloverville, if you're in the background, you can hear music going on and kids on the stage. And it even makes us adult leaders really kind of want to get up there and dance too. So that's pretty exciting.
And the question's asked, yes, Kim can still do the YMCA, right?
I can still do that. I can still do a few other things. So so those are a tradition that we still get to carry on and get to be a kid while we're here.
Exactly. And do it for the kids is fun. Yeah, it's got to be fun.
Oh, yeah. It keeps me young at heart. It keeps you young at heart. It keeps everybody feeling. When you come into Cloverville and the music's going and the kids are dancing, it just is a really exciting place to be.
You know, 4-H, Cloverville is not only about not only about the exhibits, but also you hear the stage and music in the background. It's a lot of fun. A lot of kids perform here every year.
We have demonstrations on the stage. We have competitions on the stage, performing all kinds of things on the stage. Today is Science, Engineering, and Technology Day, so we have the robotics competition going on and junk door robots and all kinds of things. So every day's a little different. We've had the performing arts troupe here and doing those, and camp day, and that's always fun. So every day is a new day here in Cloverville and a little bit exciting.
Kim, do you have a favorite at Cloverville? What's your favorite thing here every year?
I like every day. I think as far as the specialist areas that I cover, I like a little bit of everything, and I get to be a little bit a part of everybody's core area. So that's the thing that I like, that I don't have to pick.
That's fantastic. Okay, favorite state fair food and favorite state fair event so far?
My favorite state fair food, it's a little known secret, but there are these little cinnamon donuts that I love, and those are my favorite. I only allow myself to get those one time. And you said my favorite state fair
event? Favorite event so far, yeah.
I actually like the largest pumpkin contest. Yeah. It is so cool, but I also really like the opening breakfast, the commodity breakfast, because we get to see all of our old friends, and it seems like that's the day where we haven't seen each other in a whole year, and we all come back together, and it's like a family reunion.
Yeah, it's always great to visit with you at Kentucky State Fair, wherever we see each other, but have a great rest of the fair, and we'll see you soon in 4-H.
All right, thank you, Alan. We'll see you soon.